Military reserves have become an integral part of the nation's war on terrorism. Thousands of reservists have been sent overseas because of the conflicts in Iran and Afghanistan. While some reserve units have come home, others are being called up. Thomas Hall is Assistant Secretary of Defense for Reserve Affairs. How many reservists are there, and how many currently are called up?
45% of all our military now is in the Guard and Reserve. Over the past 2 years, we've called up almost 300,000 on the global war on terrorism. And as of this morning, when I checked the figures, we have about 199,000 still on duty.
And how does this compare to the numbers used in earlier military operations?
Well, it's about the same as in the Gulf War. I think, you know, you can trace it all the way back to Vietnam, Korea, but I think the best benchmark is for the first Gulf War in the early 90s.
How has the military downsizing in the 1990s changed the use of reserves?
Well, I was part of that when I commanded the Naval Reserve, and what we did is we made a conscious effort to fully integrate our active and reserve components. So as we downsized, we made the determination that we would use our Guard and Reserve in missions for which they did exceptionally well, airlift, force protection, civil affairs. So we became a more closely integrated force throughout the 90s as we downsized.
How do you decide which units to call up?
We do it by mission requirements. Our combatant commanders in the theater specify the requirements back to JCS, the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They then take a look at the full range of active and reserve forces and decide whom should best do the mission. Once that is done, and if it should come to a Guard or Reserve unit, then we take a look at the people whose mission that might reside in, whatever state, then we call up that unit who is perhaps the best ready, the best equipped, and they meet the mission if we need the Guard and Reserve.
Doesn't that end up with you calling up the same units every time?
Well, that's a very good point, Bob, and that's why we're working very hard on rebalancing. And our major worry is if we call up the same Guardsmen and Reservists one, two, and three, and four times, then that's going to have a recruiting and retention problem. And our employers of America, of course, we risk losing some of their support. So we need to take a look if we're a bit out of balance and correct that problem.
It is having that problem. I've talked to some of them. They feel like they're a yo-yo being called back and forth.
Well, I talk to a lot of them, too, and I talk to a lot of the employers, and they're expressing concern. But so far, our retention recruiting is maintaining at about 98 to 100%. We worry about that for the future, so that's precisely why we're looking at the problem and precisely why we're going to rebalance to correct that problem.
Is the current reserve system sufficient if the U.S. decides to keep large numbers of troops in countries like Afghanistan and Iraq?
I think our Guard and Reserve system is adequate. Perhaps there are some missions being done by our active duty forces now that could be transferred over to the reserve. Perhaps there are some things the Guard and Reserve are doing which might be better done by the active duty force. So I think between our 1.4 million active and our 1.2 million Guard and Reserve, but my answer would certainly the Guard and Reserve has met every mission we've asked them to do.
Thomas Hall is the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Reserve Affairs.